Hey there, I'm David Brown, the host of Business Wars. It's been a topsy-turvy year, hasn't it? COVID-19 has flipped everything upside down, including the economy. Plenty of folks are struggling, and that goes for businesses, too. But it's not all bad news. The changes that have come with the pandemic have also created new opportunities. And incredibly, some companies are actually thriving. If you're a delivery service, well, this moment was made for you. Ditto if you're a streaming company. And sales of sweatpants are going through the roof. Hey, you needed some good news in 2020, right? Over at Business Wars Daily, we cover breaking news in the business world Monday through Friday. From time to time, we like to bring you updates. And today, we're sharing stories about industries that are succeeding despite the odds, and not just the ones you might expect. So grab those sweatpants, order some delivery, and settle into your couch. Here are some updates on some of the most unusual winners in our pandemic economy.
If you travel for work, you know to pack two suits, business and swim. You know with your Delta SkyMiles Business Amex card, buying that plane ticket for a business trip can get you closer to medallion status. You know that a meeting in Montana means visiting almost every national park.
Yellowstone? Check.
Because you're the chief excursion officer. It's why you're a Delta SkyMiles Platinum Business American Express card member. If you travel, you know. Terms apply. Visit go.amex/youknowbusiness.
Tools and Weapons is a podcast exploring the promise and the peril of the digital age, hosted by Microsoft's vice chair and president, Brad Smith. His latest guest is Bayer CEO Bill Anderson. Though many of us know Bayer for its pharmaceuticals, they're also focused on crop science with the goal of making sure no one on planet Earth goes hungry. On Tools and Weapons, Brad and Bill talk about how the German company is using artificial intelligence paired with CRISPR technology to increase food production without fertilizers. Their efforts put AI and digital tools in the hands of farmers to get the most out of every acre on a hotter, more crowded planet. It's the latest conversation in a series that invites listeners to pull up a front row seat to some of the most important developments in technology today. You can check out this episode and a whole lot more of Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts. So maybe you're sitting on the couch right about now sipping something while you listen to our show. Cup of coffee? Tea? Maybe a thirst-quenching soda? Or maybe it's a tall glass of ice-cold milk? Yes, you heard me right. After a hard few years, dairy milk is making a comeback. Here's our story from August with the details. Something strange happened over the last few months. We started drinking milk again. Think it might have had anything to do with the pandemic? For the last several years, it's felt like the dairy industry has been singing swan songs. Milk sales fell 13% from 2010 to 2018, according to CNN. First one dairy, then another, collapsed under the weight of competition from plant-based drinks. Soy, almond, coconut, banana, oat, flax, all those plants were out to get poor Daisy the cow. The dairy industry was so freaked out that it launched a pile of lawsuits against makers of those plant-based drinks, trying to forbid them from using the very word milk. You can't squeeze milk out of a nut or grain, they said. But for the moment at least, dairy farmers are experiencing a bit of relief. With so many of us eating more meals at home, we're guzzling the white stuff again. It's long been true that milk drinkers tend to drink milk at home, not at restaurants, so lockdowns have in fact helped the dairy business. Cow's milk sales rose about 12% over last year for the 20 weeks ending July 18th, CNN reported. Your kid and mine, mindlessly grabbing a swig from the carton, added up to $4.5 billion in sales this spring. And that has spurred the dairy industry to revive an iconic ad campaign. Remember, got milk? Fast Company called it one of the most famous ad campaigns in history. That campaign was launched in 1993. Its message, whatever you do, don't run out of milk. Over time, 300 celebrities, including Britney Spears, Dennis Rodman, Bill Clinton, and The Simpsons, all appeared sporting those milk mustaches. The ads became enormously popular. By the end of the campaign's run in 2014, 90% of all adults were familiar with Got Milk, according to Huffington Post contributor Gene Delvecchio. But there was one little problem. The ads didn't actually work. Over that same time, milk sales declined steadily. Soda consumption bubbled over. Guess what those soda lovers used to drink? You got it. Del Vecchio, a former ad industry executive, argues the Got Milk ads were like bringing pea shooters to a gunfight, the gunfight being Pepsi and Coke's monster marketing budgets. While the two soda makers battled each other, Milk lost. But the dairy industry apparently believes their campaign was effective. Embracing nostalgia, the industry's marketing arm, Milk Pep, has revived the Got Milk campaign. Today's ads bear little resemblance to the old ones, though. Sure, there are still some celebrities. Olympic gold medal swimmer Katie Ledecky's viral TikTok video showing her perfectly balancing a glass of chocolate milk on her head while swimming a lap. That's certainly turned heads. But the bulk of today's campaign features regular folks and a ton of user-generated content. Milk drinkers were urged to do silly things with milk, and boy, did they respond. People opened gallons of milk with their toes and jumped into kiddie pools filled with milk and cereal, according to the trade paper AgriNews. Will this generation's Got Milk ads do anything to keep the cow's milk trend going? If the wildly popular ad campaign of yore didn't work, well, be hard-pressed to say that this one is a better pea shooter. The dairy industry itself isn't making predictions. They say they're simply celebrating the quarantine-induced sales boost. What is true, however, is that the competition from those plant-based rivals is only getting tougher. Over the same 20 weeks that saw a 12% rise in dairy milk sales, oat milk sales went through the roof, up 250%. Of course, oat milk sales are still tiny compared to cow's milk. They totaled only $135 million. But other signs point to the continued aggressive challenge from those gentle plant-based alternatives. Oatly, the leading oat milk maker, recently attracted $200 million in investment funding from Blackstone and Oprah. It hopes to go public next year, according to Forbes. And on Monday, Good Karma, a maker of flax milk, bought itself back from bankrupt Dean Foods. Investors are thirstily lapping up all of these creamy alternatives. And no matter how beloved the Got Milk ads once were, all of this competition puts a whole lot of pressure on 2020's version of the same campaign. Clearly, milk, both the cow and plant-based variety, is popular with health-conscious folks stuck at home these days. Of course, they're also turning to exercise to save their bodies and their sanity. But if you're just now considering how you're going to stay fit over the winter and thinking, gee, if only I had some home workout equipment, well, I have some bad news for you. Get in line. Forget about toilet paper. Lately, there's been a run-on of all things dumbbells. But Nordic Track and Bowflex are here to help die-hard gym rats. Here's our story from August. Perhaps you've spent the summer exercising outdoors, and now you're starting to wonder whether you'll be able to keep that up when winter hits. After all, even though gyms may have reopened where you are, many of us are skittish about exercising indoors with a lot of other sweaty, hard-breathing people. A set of weights for your home gym or garage or basement, more likely, seems like a great solution. Yeah. How often do you have a great idea only to realize everybody else is having the same great idea? That's what's happening here, folks. Since the early days of the pandemic, stationary bikes, treadmills, and streaming workouts have been hot commodities. Demand for one item in particular has driven it to scarcity. Dumbbells. Just try and buy a set. The Goods, a newsletter published by Vox, says we're in the midst of the Great American Dumbbell Shortage. All right, so it's not like we're talking about a shortage of life-saving drugs, but if staying fit means not just health but sanity to you, a dumbbell shortage could be a very serious thing. We feel your pain. Here's what happened, according to the fitness fanatics, experts, at Vox. Think way back in your memory. On March 14th, the president declared the pandemic a national emergency. That was a Friday. The very next day ushered in the weekend that America changed, Colleen Logan of Icon Health and Fitness told Vox. Logan is vice president of marketing for the company which owns Nordic Track and other fitness brands. That weekend, they started seeing what she called crazy sales every day. In March, sales doubled compared to March 2019. They quadrupled in April and were up 600% higher in May, Logan said. Rival Bowflex was also inundated. Like Nordic Track, Bowflex sells weights along with bigger, more expensive equipment like bikes and treadmills. Less well-known businesses that specialize in strength training are also struggling to meet demand. Visit SPRI's site and you'll see sold-out labels on dumbbell after dumbbell. try to buy a kettlebell, you know, those iron balls with handles. And in many cases, retailer Rogue Fitness won't even give you a ship date. Instead, up pops a vague notify me button. The level of demand is unheard of. As Inside Hook writer Tanner Garrity noted, people don't even buy this many dumbbells in the middle of winter when they're cooped up and drafting fitness resolutions. The result of these shortages is predictable. Prices are high. According to Vox, a pair of 15-pound Rogue dumbbells that usually costs $40 is currently listed on eBay for $169. The shortages point to a much bigger issue in the American economy. Before the pandemic, the vast majority of kettlebells, dumbbells, and other free weights were made, guess where? China, that's right. China closed factories and highways from January to April. When the sudden, unexpected surge of interest occurred here, America's existing supply of weights went fast. Due to closures in China, well, no new ones could be made, much less shipped to America. Now Chinese factories are open again, but they can't keep up with the outsized desire. A few companies, including Rogue, have turned to small American iron foundries to make them here, but few of those foundries are interested in making consumer products like kettlebells. It's expensive and difficult for them to gear up, and they fear retailers will give the business right back to China once the global economy is fully open again. In the meantime, experts say the boom in at-home workouts is no flash in the pan. 90% of Americans who work out say they'll continue exercising at home, according to a survey by Wakefield Research. For some, those at-home workouts will continue to replace the gym. Others will simply add gym visits to their routine. Regardless, that means booming sales and continuing supply chain headaches for Nordic Track, Bowflex, and the like. For the lowly exerciser waiting and waiting for that adjustable weight set to arrive, it can also mean getting creative. What else can you pump besides iron weights? Well, you could try the technique one robust dad showed off in a photo featured by Vox. Lying on the floor, he's balancing his two little girls on a piece of plywood that he's holding over his body. Just be very careful with those willing little subjects, okay? The travel industry has been especially hard hit over the last several months. The pandemic has left plenty of planes grounded and airlines are struggling to recoup their losses. But just because they're not flying their regular routes doesn't mean those planes can afford to sit idle. Just like your car, they still have to run regularly. That dilemma has led some Asian airlines to come up with a creative solution. Here's our story from last month. How sick are you of your own four walls? Getting to the point where you wish you could be literally anywhere else? Apparently, there are plenty of people feeling so much cabin fever they'll take a flight to nowhere. Yes, you heard that right. Most international travel is still at a standstill, so several airlines in Asia have offered flights to tourists that begin and end at the same airport. The theory? It's so much fun to fly that you'll pay anywhere from $60 to several hundred to wind up right back where you started. For the airlines, it's a way to fly grounded airplanes and get paid for it. Like taking your car out for a spin every now and then rather than letting it sit in your driveway, planes and pilots must leave the hangar every now and then. Come to think of it, have you driven your car in the last month or two? Gotta make sure it can still run. Well, if you're gonna have to fly that plane anyway, you might as well fill it with paying customers, right? That's what Japan's All Nippon Airways did in August. The airline took a flying Hanu Airbus A380 aircraft for a 90-minute scenic spin around Tokyo. The double-decker aircraft is painted to look like a mammoth blue sea turtle. It typically flies between Tokyo and Honolulu, but the airline suspended that route in March. Passengers on flying Hanu's flight to nowhere were treated as if they were headed to Hawaii. Staff dressed in Hawaiian shirts and offered drinks, souvenirs, and games from the islands. More than 300 passengers took the flight, about 65% of the giant plane's capacity, to maintain social distancing. According to the airline, more than 100 times that number of frustrated travelers applied for seats. Passengers were selected by a lottery. Winners paid about $130 for a coach ticket and up to $470 for first class, according to a travel publication called Simple Flying. In fact, it was such a success that at production time, ANA was planning another flight to nowhere for its hordes of would-be travelers. Now, Singapore Airlines, one of the highest-rated air carriers in the world, may follow in Al Nippon's air steps. The Straits Times, a Singapore newspaper, reported last week that Singapore Airlines is planning its own flights to nowhere in October, partially in an effort to recoup huge losses caused by the pandemic. The airline has been hard hit because it's an international-only carrier. It doesn't fly any domestic routes. Early in September, the company announced more than 2,000 layoffs. Singapore Airlines hasn't yet confirmed that it will launch the highly touted flights to nowhere, but press around the world is reporting that the three-hour flights will leave and return to Singapore Changi Airport. They may be part of staycation packages that include limousine rides, partnerships with local hotels, and airport shopping vouchers, the Straits Times reported. Potential flights to nowhere would be popular with Singapore air travelers, a Singapore Air Charter Service found. In a recent survey of more than 300 people, 75% said they'd pay for destination-less flights. Economy class passengers say they'd spend close to $300 for a ticket. Business travelers would pay nearly $600. One reason people may be excited, the Changi Airport has been voted the world's best airport for 7 years running. Last year, a billion-dollar addition called the Jewel opened at the airport. It offers numerous attractions, including the world's tallest indoor waterfall. Other airlines have been experimenting with similar flights, too. EVA Air in Taiwan, which operates jets decorated like Hello Kitty, launched sightseeing flights last month. Taiwan's national airline, China Airlines, has also flown two popular destinationless flights, CNBC reports. Royal Brunei Airlines sold out a recent brunch and sightseeing flight, too. And Australia's Qantas has flown sightseeing tours over Antarctica for the last several years, the points guy points out. A few obvious questions hang in the air. When the pandemic finally does wind down and we can cross borders again, will travelers be so keen to fly just for the sake of flying? And will airlines in other parts of the world eventually launch flights to nowhere? For people suffering from cabin fever all over the globe, we can only say, we hope so. You know, Audible has a brand new collection of exclusive thrillers. Every move is made more exciting by captivating sound design, eerie soundscapes, and dynamic performances. I just downloaded The Grand Opening by Carl Weber. It's a mystery about a family business in a small southern town, and there are secrets around every turn. You know, when I'm listening, the time just disappears, getting completely immersed in the story and the performances. And as an Audible member, you get to keep one title a month from their entire catalog, including bestsellers and new releases. So come on, listen along. New members can try Audible now free for 30 days. Head on over to audible.com/BW or just text BW to 500-500. That's audible.com/BW or text BW to 500-500 to try Audible free for 30 days. We get support from Acura. The spirit of performance is what defines Acura. And now, it's electric. Introducing the ZDX, Acura's most powerful SUV yet. Crafted using the same formula that brought them electrified supercars and multiple IMSA championships, the ZDX has track-tested performance that packs an energy all its own. Unlock the energy and order yours at Acura.com. That airline story is wild, isn't it? I don't know about you, but I'm not sure I'd pay good money to squeeze into an economy window seat and eat airplane food, but hey, that's just me. If you're one of those people who is expecting to travel and now suddenly forced to stay home, you might find yourself with some extra cash and time on your hands, plus extra energy from all that working out, right? Well, for a lot of folks, all this means taking on a new project or two. Hey, if you can never leave home, you might as well make it as inviting a place as you can, right? Well, despite dire predictions earlier this year about the death of the home improvement industry, demand for outdoor remodeling professionals was up nearly 60% in June over the previous year. Kitchen and bath makeovers were up about 40%. And because hardware stores never closed, they've been open to help customers scratch that DIY itch. Here's our story from the summer. I want you to join me for a trip down memory lane. Back to the early days of the pandemic, all the way back in late April. Stay-home orders were widespread. Many businesses were closed. Remote workers were in the middle of a Zoom boom. And a Harvard University report predicted that spending on home remodeling was going to drop like a stone. Oh, how wrong they were. Turns out, as people spent more time at home, they got sick of their surroundings. And they decided to do something about it. Since homeowners weren't spending money on movies, restaurants, or vacations for the most part, they began pouring those extra dollars into home improvements. Think hot tubs, patios, decks. By June, demand for outdoor remodeling professionals was up nearly 60% over the previous year, so says home improvement platform Houzz. Requests for estimates from kitchen and bath makeovers was up about 40%. Among the beneficiaries of this domestic spending shift were home improvement giants Home Depot and Lowe's. Since hardware stores are considered essential businesses, they've never had to close their doors, and customers kept walking through them en masse. In their respective earnings calls last week, both retailers demolished already optimistic expectations. Home Depot's second quarter revenue jumped nearly 25% over last year. Lowe's had even better news, with a 30% spike in sales. Lowe's bigger bump is attributed to its customer makeup, which includes slightly more do-it-yourself remodelers. They're the people who see a blank wall and either want to tear it down or paint a mural on it. DIY remodelers have been a big driver of the home improvement trend, according to the Wall Street Journal, and analysts say Lowe's has done a better job appealing to these can-do consumers. A recent marketing campaign featured a cast member from the Netflix hit Queer Eye. But Home Depot has been more successful in courting contractors. And boy, they've been busy lately. As remote workers leave their tiny city apartments in search of open spaces, they're finding suburban homes with small mortgage rates and big renovation needs, the type you need professional help for. The home improvement retailers have taken different approaches to respond to demand, too. Home Depot is opening 3 new distribution centers in its home state of Georgia over the next 18 months. The centers will support growing demand for flexible delivery and pickup options for both professional and DIY customers, the company said in a statement. Lowe's, on the other hand, is going for a more distributed approach. Within 2 years, it plans on opening 50 delivery terminals, 7 distribution centers, and 4 e-commerce fulfillment centers. Lowe's is betting that smaller centers placed strategically around the country will help get products to its hammer-wielding homeowners faster, giving the retailer an edge over its big orange rival. And it looks like both companies' new facilities will be put to good use. The people buying, building, and renovating homes tend to be higher income, analysts say. And with no COVID-19 vaccine or cure likely through at least the end of this year, analysts believe people will continue to spend more and more money on creating the home of their dreams, one paint job and tile installation at a time. We've got one more story before we wrap up today. It's no secret that this year has caused a whole lot of stress and anxiety. Perhaps no surprise, then, that the market is growing for something called CBD. You've heard of it, right? That's the cannabis-derived chemical popular for treating pain, insomnia, and anxiety. But you might be surprised to hear about the latest player to get into this market. For this entrepreneur, CBD doesn't exactly seem on brand. Here's our update from a few weeks back. Hey, what do you think Martha Stewart does to unwind? It's easy to imagine her lighting some organic aromatherapy candles, perhaps, or wrapping herself up in an Egyptian cotton robe. But actually, turns out the queen of domesticity has picked up a few tips on relaxation from her BFF and cannabis connoisseur Snoop Dogg. Lately, she says she favors CBD gummies. She likes them so much, in fact, that she decided to launch her own brand. Stewart has partnered with Canopy Growth, the world's largest marijuana company, to develop a line of the sweet treats. But these aren't your average edibles, mind you. Stewart's gummies are fashioned after French pâte de fruits, which is a fancy name for fruit-flavored jelly candies coated in granulated sugar. They come in flavors like blood orange and blackberry and are infused with cannabidiol, or CBD, which is derived from hemp plants. For those unacquainted, CBD is different from that other cannabis chemical, THC. That's the one that gets you high. CBD won't alter your reality, but users do credit it with a wide range of health and wellness benefits. It's popular for managing pain, anxiety, insomnia, among other ailments. But whether it actually does any of those things isn't exactly clear. In 2018, the FDA approved a CBD oral solution to treat 2 rare seizure disorders, but the science hasn't proven conclusively that it's all that effective with much else. That hasn't stopped CBD from gaining a loyal customer base, though, since it became legal in the U.S. in 2018. CBD and CBD-infused products come in many forms. In addition to gummies, users can choose ingestible oils and pills. as well as topical forms like ointments. Stewart's brand line includes soft gel capsules and oils. Now, Canopy Growth is hoping that Stewart's brand can ease its own anxiety quite clearly. 2 years ago, the company got a $4 billion investment from Constellation Brands, the makers of Corona beer, but Canopy lost more than $1 billion in its last fiscal year. To bounce back, the company's new strategy is to focus on delivering high-quality, consumer-centric products to the North American market, so the partnership with Stewart is something of a no-brainer. Canopy isn't the only company seeking star power to elevate its edible business, however. Last year, John Legend teamed up with Plus CBD to promote that company's new edible hemp products. Other high-profile celebrities like Jay-Z, Whoopi Goldberg, and Chelsea Handler are getting in the CBD game, too, and with good reason. New York investment bank Cowen & Company estimates that the U.S. CBD market could reach more than $15 billion within the next 5 years. So companies are scrambling to come up with ways to set themselves apart. With such a competitive landscape, including big-name endorsements and volatile financials even at industry leaders, the CBD market isn't for the faint of heart. Fortunately, key players can just dip into their inventory if they need to chill out. Hey, Prime members, you can binge every episode of Business Wars ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey. That's it for today, folks. Thanks so much for joining us. On the next episode, three iconic jeans brands, Levi's, Lee, and Wrangler, battle to transform frontier workwear to streetwear. We hope you can join us for our new series, Denim Wars. From Wondery, this is Business Wars. I'm your host, David Brown. These Business Wars Daily episodes were written by Elaine Appleton Grant and Gwen Moran, edited by Emma Cortland, and produced by Elaine Appleton Grant. Business Wars is edited and produced by Karen Lowe and Emily Frost. Sound designed by Kyle Randall. Our associate producer is Kate Young. Our executive producers are Jenny Lauer Beckman and Marshall Louie. Created by Hernan Lopez for Wondery.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.